This is WSKG News. Across the country, trouble with water quality has raised concerns over contamination. Just last month, 9 drinking sources in Ithaca came back with high lead levels, including in park water fountains. WSKG's Sarah Gager reports why there's still lead present in some of our faucets.
Let's go back to the 1940s.
For all forms of permanent building work, lead sheets and lead pipe make a valuable contribution. They are materials with outstanding properties, making lead sheets the best material for weathering, roofing, and flashings, and lead pipe the best material for many parts of plumbing work.
That was an extended commercial for the lead industry. Lead was an inexpensive resource often used to build houses for cheap in the mid-1900s. It became less acceptable over time because of its harmful health effects. But even with restrictions on new construction, old pipes weren't always changed out. That would take tons of time and money, and so some still remain.
Nobody, no matter what they tell you, can tell you what's underground.
That's Wayne Jennings. He owns an environmental management firm in Binghamton.
Particularly since this has been happening over the last 100 or X amount of years. Records get lost, records get confused.
There are also records still kept with card catalog. And even harder to track than the pipes is the solder.
Every time there's a joint and every time there's a turn, there is a solder. We recently tested many solders for a new building and found that there were pretty high content of lead in the solder, despite the fact that they say it's lead-free. It is not lead-free by any means.
So there's a lot of lead still in most plumbing, but water is supposed to be treated with a chemical to keep lead pipes from corroding. They didn't do that in Flint, Michigan, which is part of what led to the contamination there. With those recent failings, businesses across the country are conducting tests on their own water. Jennings was hired to ensure drinking sources at Binghamton City School District had safe levels. He suggests that rules set for testing at a municipal source might be a little too lax. The State Department of Health requires the city of Binghamton to take 30 samples.
And it's at their discretion where they take them, how they take them. We don't know. I'm not saying anything against the city of Binghamton. I'm saying maybe something against the regulatory agencies that only require 30 samples.
For context, Jennings' team took 400 to 500 samples in the city school district alone. Another issue that can lead to high lead levels is really an ethical dilemma. Mark Edwards is a civil engineering professor at Virginia Tech, and he's on a team working to resolve the problems in Flint. He says it's up to utilities to draw from a wide enough sampling pool.
So it all comes down to how hard these water utilities seek to sample to find the worst case homes and how honest they are in reporting the result.
There are guidelines on how and where samples should be drawn, but Edward says it's easy enough to misrepresent them or even throw them out. And he claims the Environmental Protection Agency doesn't crack down on those utilities who skirt the intent of the law.
You know, once you have published a sampling protocol and for 10 years you look the other way when utilities cheat, it creates a climate in which anything goes. And so as a result, that's what we have today, total confusion.
Edwards believes people can protect themselves. He says running water for a minute if there's no lead pipe present and 3 minutes if there is, homeowners can reduce their lead exposure by up to 80%. Sarah Gager, WSKG News.